this will be a way that we can all gather together and watch a simulcast of the debate that's happening just a few hundred feet away from us, and celebrate that this is part of our community.
What are a few of the activities, the performers that you'll be having that day?
Well, because it's a community event, we start off really focusing on community, and we've included several of the different artists from within the community, both participatory and professional. We have community groups such as the Kentucky Ensemble, the Danville Children's Choir, other community rock and bluegrass ensembles, and several other choruses, also choirs from both within Center College and within the community that will be performing. Then to bridge that into the next section of the festival, we have Allie Ann. And Allie Ann is a female duo that's country pop. And Allison Burke, the Allie part of Allie Ann, they're both from Bergen. But Allison just graduated last year from Center College, and they have a recording contract in Nashville. So we thought that's a great way to invite them back. Mm-hmm. So they'll be performing, followed by a Lexington and Danville and regional popular artist who's really making it huge right now is Ben Salee and his band. So he'll be here, another way to really make it special. We have a couple of surprises during our official welcome, and then we'll have a broadcast and simulcast of the debate as it's taking place in the Norton Center, and that'll be on a big screen TV out on the festival lawn. And as soon as the debate is finished, and that starts at 9 p.m., and as soon as the debate is finished, we have the Marshall Tucker Band, which will take the stage probably around 10:30 or so, and play for about an hour, and just keep the party going. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like part of the emphasis, as you might expect, is to have a variety of sorts.
That's right. We want to make this as fun for as many people as possible. Nothing is too extreme. Everything, all of the artists are geared up and geared to perform very upbeat, fun, celebratory songs and sets.
The Marshall Tucker Band, being a southern rock band from the 70s, very popular. How did you arrive at that decision?
Well, we were going through a cadre of artists, and knowing that they were performing festivals, knowing that they have hits that the student generation are familiar with, like Can't You See and Heard It in a Love Song, knowing that their music is upbeat, fun, will appeal to an older audience as well as this younger audience, and would keep people smiling and singing along, we thought this was a great combination. And being from the South, it was another element that drew people, that would be a connection to our region.
And you hope people will walk away with what kind of a feeling at the end of the day?
I hope that they walk away with a feeling of pride to be an American, that we have certain rights and privileges that not everyone in this world have around the globe, and we should be celebrating them. And this is the opportunity, whether someone votes for one candidate or another, ultimately the fact that they have a voice, that they have the right to choose and make that choice is American, and we get to be part of that here in the United States. The festival itself, being celebratory, is not meant to be a place to demonstrate and to rally. And there are other places on campus. There's a speaker's alley that will be where people can sign up and have a microphone and a platform and a stage to speak about their candidates, their feelings, just about anything they care to choose, their issues. But within the festival grounds, we really hope and expect it to be a place where, well, yes, we have different candidates that we're voting for and supporting, but we're all supporting the country. And we want that to be the main theme.